It's Q Radio. It's John Jackson here. It's Monday night, and I'm joined by Luke Sitalsingh, who's just got back from South by Southwest.
Hello.
You're still on South by Southwest time, you've just told
me. Very much so. Very much so.
How was it for you? Because South by Southwest is traditionally crazy.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is that. It was utterly mental. I was warned that it was. There's the main strip, which is 6th Street, and every building, every room, it's just got a drum kit in and you know, there's a gig going on, so it's just relentless noise, crowds, crazy people. You know, it's great fun.
I mean, it's obviously quite a draining experience. Yeah. What's a typical day like at South by Southwest as maybe someone who's not as well established, you know, in your position, who's looking to sort of break through?
Yeah, I mean, well, I had a lot of gigs, so I think it was about 9 gigs I was doing, so... Yeah, for me, it was kind of, you know, get the bus relatively early and then just find the venue and just hang around. And it's the walking. You got to do a lot of walking.
America's big.
Yeah, it's just kind of find the next gig and do the gig. And then I didn't get much time to actually see anyone else or relax or anything.
And you just told me before, actually, you went to Facebook, which is good. I mean, obviously, most of us probably use Facebook every day, but not many people actually ever go there. Is it the magical place?
It is strange. It is pretty surreal. Like, it is kind of like a university campus they've got there. Yeah, it's just kind of surreal. I mean, inside it kind of looks like an office, but yeah, we're just invited by, I think, the head of corporate communications, I think.
Wow.
It was maybe the 7th employee ever there, so she's been there for a long time.
Right.
So we were all trying to work out how much money she might have.
Yeah, well, 7th from the top at Facebook.
It was good fun, definitely amazing experience, and gave us some nice goodie bags.
Yeah,
and,
I've seen the water bottle.
Stuff. Yeah.
Very, very nice. You're back with a new EP, which is called Old Flint. For people that haven't heard your music, you know, I'm going to hold my hands up. I'm very new to hearing your music because, you know, you're quite a new artist.
Really, yes.
How would you describe your music? I know artists hate categorizing their music into different terms, but, you know, like, maybe who are your influences? Who have sort of sent you along this path?
The first kind of singer-songwriter that I really heard and got into was probably Damien Rice when his record came out, and because I hadn't really been brought up on anything like that, and because I was coming out of my kind of teen grunge new metal fad, and that sort of brought me out of that, and that's really just shot me on the trajectory, and I started discovering all the sort of all like his influences, and like people like Neil Young and Nick Drake and Dylan and all the kind of classic people, and then the sort of more contemporary songwriters like Ryan Adams and Josh Ritter and Tallest Man on Earth.
I think you've got around the question of having to sort of use buzzwords like, you know, indie, folk.
I don't know what I mean.
No, exactly. I mean, I used to be in a band and people would be like, oh, what kind of music do you play? And it's it's just...
Listen to it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually what we're going to do right now. We're going to play the lead track from this EP. It's called Bottled Up Tight. We'll have a chat more about the EP and your upcoming live dates after this.
Q Radio.
Bottled Up Tight, that's Luke Sitalsingh. And that's off your new EP, which is called Old Flint. And there's a really good quote that I've seen on your Facebook page that says you recorded it in an old Flint barn in Sussex for the reason that you wanted, you know, the venue that you recorded it in to come across in the music.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't necessarily the reason why I recorded there, but it's just this really nice building and it just feels kind of characterful and everything around me is influencing that performance as it is. So, it's just a really nice barn and I think it can be heard in the way I'm singing and stuff.
So the record comes out on the 15th of April and you're going on tour to support that. You've got quite a few dates throughout April, quite a few in London. We've got Cambridge, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Birmingham, Manchester. What's your live setup when you play live? Is it just you? Do you have a band?
It's just me. I just like playing on my own. I mean, as I was saying before about the kind of simplicity of singing a song. I have played with the band kind of before and, you know, I was less known and experimented with different things. But, I think I will start to bring in other musicians. You know, the EP has got other instruments on there and stuff and definitely brings a new texture and kind of life to it. But there's nothing that beats just an amazingly well-performed song by one person. It's just my favourite kind of experience of music, I think.
And it's how you've written the songs. When you've written them, you've not intended them to be in the band. I mean,
no.
Once you've done that, then you can experiment.
It's not like I'm sort of sat there going, oh, this song would work with the drummer. You know, great. It's like, this song has to be perfect as it is now, you know. And then, sure, you know, a drummer or whoever could come in and add something, but... in my experience with how I've done it before, it's always just taken away.
It has to be something that comes naturally. You can't, I don't think you can force something like that. Otherwise, you just sort of lose the absolute feeling of the song. Once that tour's finished, I mean, what's next for you? Have you got, you've obviously had two EPs out now. Is there an album sort of in the works? What's the big plan for you?
I mean, it's still quite early days for me. There's definitely an album there. I just have to go with it, and this industry is quite strange, I'm learning, so you kind of, it's quite slow. I think if I had sort of my way, I might just do it tomorrow and put it out, just because I've been wanting to release my debut album for, I don't know, 10 years or something. Right. It's getting a bit old. You know, after this EP, there'll be probably be maybe a couple more singles or something, or and then the festivals in the summer and more tours and stuff.
It's a full-time job. It's not like you're not sort of like U2. You don't sit down, record an album and go, cool, this is next 3 years for tour.
I think it gets that once you're sort of established and into the rhythm, got that fan base, and you can just album tour rest and whereas I'm just sort of like, it's just everywhere at the moment, which is great. I'm loving it.
What is your big ambition? At the moment, you say, you know, you're happy sort of letting it go naturally. You must have an ambition for where you want your career to go, whether that's playing a certain place or maybe doing a sort of tour of an area or something incredibly wacky. You never know. I mean, what kind of thing would you say to that?
I mean, I probably have a relatively boring answer to that, because I think for now, like, if this whole tour sold out, I would be chuffed to bits.
Yeah, very few people make money from something that they're passionate about.
Like a small thing, but it's actually pretty.
It's a massive thing.
Huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant. Well, Luke, best of luck, and obviously next time we speak, hopefully you'll be further along the path. Maybe you'll have been to Google. I don't know. Maybe you've been to. I can't think of another big company.
Apple.
Yeah, you'll have been to Cupertino, and we'll see where you're at. But in the meantime, the EP Old Flint comes out on the 15th of April. I'll tweet the link in a second from the Q Radio Twitter page. And the tour dates are all available on your Facebook page, is that right? Brilliant. Thanks very much, Luke.
Thank you. Q Radio.